Let's go. Excerpt number 17 out of Zohar La'am, Bereshit, chapter 1. According to the extent of the panim of the degree, so is the extent of its achoraim. The instilling of the achoraim is a calling and an invitation to instill the panim. This is why, by the measure of concealment of the achoraim that they attained, they knew the measure of disclosure that were about to attain. As Rabbi Shimon heard, he was calling him Shimon and not Rabbi Shimon. This means that the instilling of the Achoraim, which is a calling, was so strong that he lost all his degrees and became a simple person, Shimon from the market. By that he recognized that it was a calling and an invitation for very high attainment of Panim. Excerpt number 18 out of Rabash. Article ruined by elders. Construction by youths, ruin. Ruined by elders, construction. Construction by youths, ruin. Elders are those who are accustomed to the work of the Creator. Youths are those who are in the beginning of their work. Ruin means a descent or a fall, where previously they had some ascent in the work, which is regarded as building, meaning that they appreciated the ascent. But the ruin is when they felt some fall, which comes from the concealment of the Creator, that the Creator hides Himself from them. This is called ruin. Ruin by elders means that they say that the Creator sent them the concealment. It follows that they are already building, since they believe that the Creator is tending to them, and from this they derive vitality. Faith is apparent primarily during the descent, when it does not shine for a person. At that time he faces a dilemma. Either he says, I do not need any benefits, rather I want to bring contentment above, and I do not care what I feel, or it is otherwise.
Want the disturbances, but we need to relate to them as indicators.
Excerpt number 19 by Rabash. What is the herdsman of Abraham's cattle and the herdsman of Lot's cattle in the work? In every beginning, a person must start over the acceptance of the kingdom of heaven. It is not enough that yesterday he had faith in the Creator. For this reason, every acceptance of the kingdom of heaven is considered a new discernment. That is, now he receives a part of the vacant space that was devoid of the kingdom of heaven, and admits that empty place and fills it with the kingdom of heaven. It follows that now he sorted out a new thing, which did not exist before he took that empty place and filled it with the kingdom of heaven. This is regarded as elevating a new spark into the Kedusha. Finally, from all the ascents, he always raises sparks from the vacant space into the Kedusha. It follows that from each descent, he arrives at a new beginning and raises new sparks. Hence, when a person sees that he has descents, he should be careful not to escape from the campaign, even though he sees that he is not progressing. Rather, he must try to start anew each time. That is, the fact that he begins to ascend does not mean that he returned to his previous degree. This would mean that he did nothing by his work, since he thinks that he is now ascending to his previous level. Rather, he must believe that this is a new discernment, that each time he raises different sparks, until he raises the sparks that pertain to his essence. Excerpt number 20 by Rabash. When should one use pride in the work? A person should pay attention to this and believe that the Creator is tending to him and guides him on the track that leads to the king's palace. It follows that he should be happy that the Creator is watching over him and gives him the descents as well. That is, a person should believe, as much as he can understand, that the Creator is giving him the ascents, since certainly a person cannot say that he himself receives the ascents, but that the Creator wants to bring him closer. This is why he gives him the ascents. Also, a person should believe that the Creator gives him the descents as well, because he wants to bring him closer. Therefore, every single thing that he can do, he must do as though he is in a state of ascent. Therefore, when he overcomes a little during the descent, it is called an awakening from below. Each act that he does, he believes that it is the Creator's will. And by this itself, he is rewarded with greater nearing, meaning that the person himself begins to feel that the Creator has brought him closer.